like, yo, I need to start up like my podcast back up during the quarantine, because I was supposed to start like the full-fledged one up like soon, and then all of this happened. So I was like, I need to hit up all my creative friends, all my business friends and things like that, and let's talk through it, because I know it's affecting like all of us in like different ways. But, you know, in some way, don't matter which way, you know, it's affecting us. So I wanted to hit up on my friends. I did one earlier with a couple of my friends. So I'm going to just probably start putting these out like every week, like during our like quarantine process, kind of like help everybody talk through it. You know what I mean? So I guess we'll start off by introduce yourselves and let everybody know what y'all do.
Well, I'm Tina Reeves. I'm a creative photographer and videographer. Been in the industry for quite some time. I do freelance. I have a website. I also, you know, have Instagram, Tina Reeves Visuals. Just always hungry and willing to create with people and make dope shit. That's pretty much it.
A photographer for the stars. Like, you being humble, you got some good names to be about.
I mean, yeah. Still growing.
Still strong, you don't need to be no less modesty, more humility. You talk your shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I did a few album covers thus far. I've worked with KC Veggies. I've shot like Beyonce at Coachella. I've shot you. So like, it's been a few people. Like,
Out of my element for a minute. We got a shoot. You got what? You got Biggs. You got Game. You got Dom Kennedy. Nice little list, man. You on the rise. My homie is coming up, man.
Building.
For sure. What's up with you, Jackie, man? Let the people know.
My name is Jackie Wright. I'm a creative slash. I'm a slash guy. I'm kind of like, my tool belt is crazy. So the short version is like, I do talent management and then also just a bunch of creative stuff. So I have a show that I'm working on with my mom called Philly Rain. I manage an R&B artist named Kenyon Dixon, who is like emerging. I have a lifestyle brand called Righteous. I have a creative agency called Renaissance. So I'm just kind of like, I'm touching everything from music, TV, fashion, digital. I'm kind of like all the way across the board. Previous clients include like Michael B. Jordan, Tyrese. I'm doing this show with Mary J. Blige. She's executive producing it with me as well. So I'm just kind of like, I'm all over the place.
Fire. We got talent in the building. So how have y'all been managing like y'all time? Like, during all of this, it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, you heard about it, like, oh, this is happening overseas and this, that, and the third. And then all of a sudden, once that first kind of like American case hit, then all of a sudden after that, it was like a sweep through everybody. So how have y'all been managing y'all time? Like,
man, so like, I think the biggest misconception is like, Black people can't get it. Like, at first, like, no, we superior, we good. But no, like, it does, coronavirus doesn't care who you are and what you are. So just getting that out of my head and actually thinking that, as far as managing my time, I've had some things set up in pre-books. So like, that came to a halt. So just like, figuring out how to readjust and find this as a blessing and see the positive in it. Making sure that I'm working out, because I wasn't working out before. So it's like, all right, eating at home, cooking, like, you know, it's like I was eating out a lot. So it's just like finding things to really like feed your soul and like actually like give you knowledge that's actually gonna benefit you versus like feeding yourself with garbage. And I've had to like check myself a lot through this process, because like, to be honest, like I was looking at it in a negative light at first, and it's just like, okay, like mindset's everything, right? Mm-hmm. So let me acknowledge how I feel, one, and two, like get present to like what are the benefits of this and like how can I come out on top on the end of it, you know? So it's just like, all right, what structure can I put in place? So really just readjusting, like you were saying, being like the slash person, like, and being getting in that creative space and seeing like what can I actually create out of this versus like being like, damn, this is fucked up, you know? So yeah, working on like screenwriting and like those tasks that you started that you necessarily didn't finish. Like I said, I wanted to write a book and it's just like, I haven't even like touched that since last year. So it's like, all right, no, like tap into that creativity and like channel that energy. So that's how I've been managing my time and like really trying to just like be positive and like meditate. And like I said, like keep your mindset sharp.
Mm-hmm. Come out of something accomplished.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, for me, I think it's interesting because like, so I do some freelance work for BET as well. I do their special events. And so we just had, we had a big ass screening for Boomerang 2, season 2 on the 10th. And so from there, I was literally supposed to be doing, Deborah Lee has this big conference called Leading Women Defined in Laguna. And I was supposed to do it the following week. That got canceled. So I ended up going back to Philly really quickly to see my family. And I was like, if I get like caught up in this travel, at least I'll be with my family. Mm-hmm. But I was able to make it back. And for me, that's kind of like when the shit show began. And so all of literally, when I say literally, I mean literally all of my outlets of like creativity was shut down, from the special event to like even potentially manufacturing clothes. Like everything got shut down, even some of my digital stuff, you know what I mean? And so before, like during that event, I was in a really, really good space. And I would say for probably at least like 3 days, I was starting to kind of feel my energy zap a little bit. Mm-hmm. But within the last couple of days, I just had to tap back in and realize that like my spirit was never broken. It was just more so it's like, damn, like everything is crashing. Mm-hmm. And so you just get to the point to where it's like, well, I just need to utilize what's in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. I got to just use what I have. If I got a lemon peel, I'm going to make some fucking lemonade out of this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so my biggest issue, like I don't have any problems with the quarantining and all that. My thing is like, how is it that I'm going to be able to like literally just bring income in so that I can just try to like function? That's really honestly the only thing.
Next. So
I just been jumping on live every day to give people words of encouragement, even for myself. You know what I mean? And right. So I feel like in that last couple of days, my spirit has definitely been like different. And so I'm like, all right, I just need to roll with this and just see what it turns into. You know what I mean? I don't really have answers. It's just more so it's just like one day at a time. Things are continuously changing and you just got to do what you can. You know what I mean? Like,
I think people like us, this is like a different case because we all are freelancers to a certain degree. Like, my main income comes from my recording studio right now. Like, I got projects that I'm planning on releasing. Like, I got a book written, and I was planning on releasing that in August. So I was preparing, like, all my steps, like, getting the team together, get that together, getting the soundtrack to that and the documentary, all of that together. And now that kind of, like, came to a halt because I'm, like, I had, like, two, like, big meetings this past week that I was supposed to have. And so those got suspended indefinitely because everybody's, like, I don't know what's going on. So now you don't know if like people's pockets or like companies are going to kind of like clutch their purses a little bit. Stuff, you know what I mean? So that's really that. Fortunately, I'll be all right in terms of like rent and stuff like that. But it's the excess money because I'm trying to invest in myself and have other businesses that I want to start. So now I have to go into that mode that I've been in the last couple of years while I was stacking. You got to go back into that mode and kind of like let your money save stuff because you're not sure really what's going on. So I think for people like us, like the freelancers or the people that kind of do their own thing, this all hit a little bit different, you know, because like you had stuff booked already. So you in your mind, you like, oh, I'm good. Everything rolling.
I can count on this.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden crash. Like that was crazy. Like our studio was really starting to build up. Like repeat clients starting to come in, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you get this. So now you got to adjust, you know? So, but all in all, you know, I think it's definitely telling us something, you know what I mean? So you got to sit down and you got to kind of figure out, like, what is it telling us as a people? Because all sitting here right now have been working hard and had momentum going for ourselves, and all of a sudden this happens and you're like, damn, man, the last couple of years I've been busting my butt to get there, and now I got to sit down for a minute. So what is it that, you know, that I have to tell myself, or what is it that I'm missing? You know, I think maybe the world might have been a little too self-centered. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Like that. You know what I mean? So maybe we need to, like, sit back a little bit and start to look at things through other people's perspectives and kind of, like, just look at the world through a different lens. I think that's one of the things. How are you guys, like, in terms of re-strategizing and planning for the future, like, putting some of your projects that you had for the now and trying to re-strategize and get them going for, like, 4 months from now or so, or whatever, however long it is?
Man, I feel like it's definitely showing me that you have to have multiple streams of income and not just, like, bank on one thing, like, and constantly be in communication with people and, like, knowing what you're working on. And, like, say, for instance, like, the script that I was working on was, like, my, like, writing buddies. Like, I kind of been putting that on the back burner, and it's just like, now I've been forced to only deal with that because that's the only thing that I can do as of now, because everything else is interacting with people and bam, gone. Mm-hmm. Can't interact with anyone right now. So just making sure that I have those type of projects that I can work on, so in the event of something like this does occur. And then also just being, like, more mindful financially and knowing that, like, ain't nothing promised, especially, like, in the freelance world. Like, you have to be super, super mindful, not only as, like, an individual, but as a people, and, like, dealing with family, you know, like, making sure that everyone is, like, prepared for something like this. Like, not being able to see, like, your parents, or, you know, because my parents are, like, over 60, you know. So, yeah, it's just, like, being very, very mindful and knowing what projects that you're working on and what you can, like, put your attention into as far as, like, prioritizing. So I got really, really present to that.
Are they in the Bay or are they here, your parents?
Oh, my dad is in Northern California. My mom is here. Like, she's in South Central.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, dope. I mean, I can't say that I've re-strategized yet. I mean, like I said, some of my stuff is, like, just on pause. So it's like, I just have to now come up with more creative ideas to utilize, you know, this kind of streaming platform or IG Live, or I write, like, blog posts and stuff. So I literally wrote a post that I put out yesterday called Faith Over Fear. And, like, it really resonated with people. Which I'll be writing stuff for myself, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if it connects with people, that's great. And mm-hmm. So, you know, that gave me encouragement to be like, all right, well, let me just start banging these out more often and just figuring out what topics I can write about. Because, you know, you do something consistently over time, but hopefully, I mean, we don't know when this is going to be over, but, like, at some point, whatever the new normal is, I'll have already built, like, a base of, like, man, I saw Jackie as he was going through this, struggling, trying to figure it out. And now look at where he's at. You know what I mean? And so I feel like documentation is one of our biggest assets. I think, mm-hmm. honestly, being still and just really trying to tap into, like, this is the time where you're really supposed to figure out what you're supposed to do. And if you don't take this time to be still and really hear from God, it's like, you're going to be scrambling when it's time to kind of get back to whatever the new normal is. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot, like, I feel like there's always a lot of noise on social media, but now it's just like, OD, like, it's, like, out of control. So mm-hmm. you really have to be mindful of, like, what you're reading, what you're putting in your system, and try to just clear out the noise and really just focus on what you need to do to, like, literally survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So like, as freelancers, as entrepreneurs, what was your guys' motivation or leaving whatever situation you were in before you kind of like really dug deep in and started, you know, your journey to entrepreneurship?
I just always loved creating, and I don't know, I just never seen myself like clocking just a normal job, just because I feel like it stunts your growth. Of course, you're always going to be working with someone, and you'll have someone that you have to like answer to, but like being in a position to where you can actually create with people and like make something super dope, like that inspired me. But I knew, just like, I used to work retail. I've been in high end. I worked at, like, I don't know if you guys remember, like 579 is kind of like a little chicken head store. But like, I've been working since I was 16, and I was just like always figuring it out and always hustling. And I was just like, one day, like, I gotta work for myself. So like, I've been grinding since I was 16, literally like connected with people and like built relationships. And I've always known that that was like major key to like whatever success you'll have, because if you can build a good relationship and connect with people, like, they're always going to remember that, you know, no matter what you're doing, you know, it's all about the relationship building. So,
right.
Yeah,
man, for me, I got a crazy ass backstory. I'm gonna try to just keep this as succinct as possible, but like, both my parents were like in the game, like heavy, like dope dealers and shit. And so, you know, for me growing up, I was very fortunate to have a pretty affluent upbringing. And so it didn't last forever, but like, I got a nice like runway head start. But my mom taught me to do the exact opposite of what they did. So like, she was like, you know, go to college, get a job and work. But like, I guess she didn't realize that like, I'm cut from them. So like, the entrepreneurial thing is like, literally, it's in me, you know what I mean? And so I had these like bullshit ass corporate jobs and all that kind of stuff, not even really making any money, but just knowing that there had to be more out there, you know what I mean? So around 2006 or seven, I really started to kind of like take that leap of faith. And so my career thus far has been like bouncing. That's why I'm the slash guy, because through necessity, I've been an A&R, I've been a personal assistant, I've been an associate producer. I've done like literally every single job out of necessity. And so for me, it got to the point more in the last few years about like my entrepreneurial aspirations was like, I got tired of working for people and not being, it was like a thankless job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm busting my ass. I'm like, literally, I worked on like billion-dollar movies and all this kind of shit, but like no kind of like reciprocity for what I was bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, all right, man, like, you need to just do this for yourself. Like, fuck all the bullshit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to working behind somebody, you can work in tandem with them. You know what I mean?
Partner.
It's just more about like repositioning myself and really just finding who I am and tapping into that and being able to just put that out into the world.
Yeah, that's super dope. So for me, like, I was working in corporate America after I got out of school, and I was working in marketing and account management for like one of the top banks. And I was bringing in like $1 million a month in revenue. And my salary was like $50,000 a year. So
exactly. They tried it.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, yo, wait a minute. Like, if I can bring in this much money, I can for sure do this for myself. Like, I wanted to be a businessman since I was 10. But of course, if you don't come from, you know, somebody who can actually push you in there, you got to do what you got to do. You're not going to sit there and bum. So, but all of that kind of stuff, it helped me in terms of like, now you can run a business because you've been in these situations. And I tell everybody that got jobs, that hate their jobs, I tell them, every job that you get, make sure that you pull something away from that job that can help you when you want to start your own business. Right. All the jobs that I had, I just made sure that I learned, whether it was learning how to schedule people, whether it was learning the financial side of it, whether it was learning, you know, like people management and figuring out how to like deal with different personalities, all of that type of stuff. I tried to take that and like bring it into like business. And it really does help, because everything that you come across, actually like been there before, you're like, oh, I know how to solve this. And I think that's the advantage of like learning or starting a business when you like 30 instead of starting when you like 22, because when you're 22, it's a lot of like things that you're gonna learn. When I was 21, we tried to throw a show, and I put in like $20,000 on this show with Michael Blackson was like the headline, and I lost all that money. Like, so just learning that now, the patience that I didn't have at 21, at 30, you got it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, okay, you have to build this smaller. I should have did smaller shows to build up to that arena. You get what I mean? Right. So that's, I try to tell people, learn something in every job. So basically that's what I've been doing, just taking this time to kind of like learn. So now we in a position where we have to learn crisis management. So that's what we're doing now. You know what I mean? Trying to get that together. What do you guys, in terms of like relationships and building business relationships, what are like some deal breakers for you guys? Like, what would make you look at somebody and say, I can't take this bag? Like, I just, like, it's something about it that I can't get with.
Lack of integrity and like people that are just like lying about their business. Like, if you can't be authentic and keep it 100, like, when it pertains to like business, like, how can I go to bat for you? Like, if we're supposed to be working together, like, that's just like, mm-hmm. that's a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, my mom always taught me all money isn't good money. And so, you know, I'm very principally based. So I'm a big person of like character and integrity and like being of your word and consistency. And so, you know, my thing is like, I want to make sure I can sleep at night. So it's like, I don't ever want to feel like I'm in a position to where I'm compromising my person for money.
Right.
So I just kind of do some kind of moral compass. Yeah. To just be like, if it don't feel right, it's like I shouldn't fuck with it.
Oh, it's right. I got myself in the mirror every day. So I got to make sure that I'm representing who I know I am, like truly as a person. Yeah.
And it's bigger than me too. It's like, I got my family and friends. It's like, I don't ever want to be portrayed as some goofy out here trying to get over. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just have accountability. You know what I mean? It's like, right. If I make a mistake or I do something fucked up or wrong or whatever, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to do what I can to make sure that doesn't happen again. We all make mistakes. We're human. But like, if you can limit those, like, I feel like, you know, like people that know you and you do something like incorrect or whatever, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt because you've built that trust over, you know, a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Rectify it. You know what I mean?
Like, just hold yourself accountable.
Right.
Right. Right. And then I think that's important when you said accountability, like, is that's key to having like the same people around you. Like, if you got a strong, close-knit circle, especially when you're working with people, you've built those type of relationships. So like, it is a certain level of accountability. If I'm doing something and it's not up to par, like, call me out, because right. you know, right. like, you ain't my people if you ain't calling me out respectfully, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. How do you guys deal with like, We in the industry with a lot of like flakiness and a lot of like kind of like fake people. Like, how do you distinguish on when to cut somebody off and when to like still work with somebody, but just treat them with like a long, you know, like within the arm's reach?
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's a great question. I think initially, like, if you don't have a rapport with them, like, you have to kind of like build that. And then it's just like, all right, I'm gonna give you a pass. But like, if it's a continuous thing, it's just like, all right, like, this just doesn't work for me. And that's okay. I don't need to make you wrong for it. I just can't work with you. Like,
for me, I mean, it's funny you ask that, because I have like countless examples. I think you just got to see how people move, and then you have to adjust. You know what I mean? And so for me personally, like, I don't, depending upon what it is and how, like, if you go over the line, then it's like, we got a problem. You know what I mean? But like, if you're just out here moving kind of goofy and funny, like, I just pay attention and I just kind of go around you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, but it's funny, because like, there'll be instances where like, people will front on you, and you got to recognize that. And my thing is like, if they double back, just tax them. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is like, because God is funny, man, like, certain things will be in alignment for you. They're just going to not look like shiny. You know what I mean? And so sometimes you have to, it's not even, as long as you don't compromise yourself, it's fine. But like, there's instances where people literally, they will double back. Mm-hmm. So you can't let them just get over. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you know it's going to help you and it's something true to what you're doing, just add tax, man. You know what I mean? And if they go, if they really need it, they're going to pay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good
point. As long as you keep moving like with integrity and moving like forward, people, it never fails, man. People double back, man, all the time.
Right. And too, like, if, especially if you're doing like a good body of work, like people cannot deny your talents, you know, like it's just, exactly. It's just what it is. So it's just like, all right, I did do them a little shady, but they do great work. So I'm going to fuck with them on the strength of that. And she's like, all right, bet, tax season.
Yeah.
We got I was telling my cousin that the other day. I was like, yo, like if they treat you bad now because you want to come up, he was like, they're gonna circle back around. And then that's just when you tax them. We had that exact same situation, because out here you get a lot of people like that who they always looking for like the bigger, you know what I mean? And they might not be better, but they might have a bigger name than you. And then they'll come back. They like, well, I should have went with you in the first place. Well, all right, you're paying double. It's cool. You know what I mean? I'm working side by side with you, and we could have built this together. But now I've built it myself, and you're going to have to pay me for what I do. I mean, it is that. Like, it's no.
It's a marathon, man. It's a marathon.
Respectfully.
Right. I'm busy now. Like, I actually got, like, a lot on my plate now. So,
right.
For my time,
you gotta make it worth my while.
Yeah, you make it worth my while now, you know. So it is what it is. What kind of advice would y'all give like young entrepreneurs or creatives that are like just starting their journey? Like, is there any mistakes or anything you made during the way that you probably would do different coming back?
I think one, just like believe in yourself. Like, don't question that. Like, and then also, like we were speaking earlier, just like be a person of principle. Like, don't compromise that regardless. Like, because people will try you, you know. I think too, like as a woman, like people, you got to work a little bit harder in this industry and like show that like you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. Like, I don't care what it is, like. I've never like compromised myself when it comes to my work. And the thing of it is like, I don't think I'm better than when I'm super humble and just always stay true to those principles and don't compromise yourself. It's tough, you know, especially being like in the creative field, but like grind, if you believe in it, keep going no matter what, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, I don't really feel like I made any mistakes. I feel like everything was a lesson. You know what I'm saying? And so one of the things though that I feel like I wish I would have recognized sooner is putting myself first before like wanting to like work with people or all that. Like, I wish I would have just really just put myself first, because I had a lot of instances, business and personal, to where like I literally had people on my back, and I feel like I could have. My trajectory could have been much different had I not been so concerned with the well-being of others and knowing they weren't holding their weight.
Mm-hmm.
But just being, having that tunnel vision of like, yo, we're going to make it regardless. But it's like, I should have just took care of myself. You know what I mean? But then even for like the younger people, I feel like, you know, it's really about building relationships and understanding who you are. I feel like with those two things, like, you can't really lose. You know what I mean? Because like, if you're moving about the world confident, knowing like what you bring to the table, and you're actually building like genuine relationships, being authentic and having integrity and being of your word and all those kind of things, it's like, those are literally recipes for success. It doesn't even matter what industry you're in. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I feel like, you know, there's so much social media noise and people are just trying to do what other people are doing because it seems cool. But it's like, if that's not true to you, then like, it's going to fizzle out at some point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, building relationships and just being true to who you are is like, that's the recipe right there.
I think so. It's sustainable too. If you make it being yourself, then you can sustain that.
You can't lose. You cannot.
Yeah.
The act is going to eventually give up. Like once
it's going to catch up,
it's going to wear out. You know what I mean? And you made a good point about dead weight, and this is like a life thing. So that's something I think that a lot of kids and people in general gonna have to like realize is you gotta let go of dead weight. Like when the season is up, it's up, and there's really nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? Because we got that mentality, like keeping it real. These are my day ones, and this, that, and the third. It's possible that you can outgrow that. You know, especially when you come from certain environments and certain things that
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have from it. Is it anything that y'all wanted to throw out?
I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that outgrowing people is just a natural circle of life. You know what I mean? Like, as Rick Ross eloquently said, everybody won't make it. You know what I mean? Like, some people just don't have the work ethic that you do. And you know, it sucks to let people go like that, but trust me, I'm telling you from experience, it's like people that like don't have the ambition will literally be your downfall. And so, you know, just because it's somebody that you grew up with when you was, you know, 5 or 10 or whatever, doesn't mean that like they're going to be with you on this journey when you're 30, 35, 40. Like, that's just how life works. Right. So it sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, for sure. And I think what you said earlier, that like alignment, like people will reveal who they are, and you realize that it just doesn't align with like where you're at in your life. And that's okay. Like nobody's wrong, like for choices, because we all have the option to choose. Right. So right. If you choose something else, like that's on you. Like I don't necessarily want that, but I'm not going to make you wrong for it. And you know what, I'm gonna move this way and you're gonna move that way, and that's cool. It's always gonna be love, but like doesn't necessarily mean that you have to carry people, you know, because you're responsible for yourself. And like, in order for you to be great, you got to take care of self first so you can be fruitful for other people, you know.
Yeah, that part
definitely. Well, man, I want to thank y'all for coming on here, like kind of like last minute. I know I hit Jackie up like 2 hours ago. Like, yo, you know, I'm on the top tonight. Like, you trying to get on? So I appreciate y'all getting on. I'm gonna probably.